Could you talk a little bit on karma or kamma? Karma is the Sanskrit, kamma is the Pali. We're here living cushy lives in comparison, clean water, comfortable houses, food, because of past good deeds. So could you explain why one might be reborn into hunger, AIDS, civil war? One of the things that the Buddha pointed to as a basis for unhinging the mind and driving oneself nuts is trying to figure out karma. And it's just too complicated, all the variables are just so complex. But that being said, there's still these fundamental principles that one can see for oneself, in that when one, just in ordinary circumstances, if you respond to a situation out of aversion, ill will, aggression, it'll almost certainly elicit some kind of response that is negative and not very pleasant. And the same goes with something skillful or useful, or one responds to a situation out of kindness or generosity, and that tends to create a response of well-being, of happiness, or warmth and friendship between us as human beings. So just taking that fundamental principle and extrapolating and speculating, those principles follow through on a larger scale, so that in terms of the grand scale of the universe, and it is probably that same principle working that draws beings to different realms of rebirth, different circumstances in their rebirths. And it's what the Buddha did point to it in a broad brush way, that it's those fundamental, the nature of different actions will put one into different circumstances, and it's just again, a sort of a force of nature. It's also something that is impermanent, unstable, uncertain. So that attention to karma in a way that is building the foundation for good qualities, say the conditions that would be conducive to having good friendship, having trust, having spiritual guides, all of these things they're part of the, if we're very conscious, those are the things we want to be cultivating, because and that's what when we think of the sort of the precious human rebirth, it's because we can exercise those choices and put our attention into and efforts into those action, speech, and mental formations that will facilitate that, say, those opportunities for ourselves.